The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. What an interesting day. Once again, another twist. If Saturday surprised us all as far as Maharashtra politics was concerned, a day ahead of the floor test, as ordered by the Honorable Supreme Court, comes the bigger twist. Ajit Pawar gets cold feet, cops out of trying to form the government and trying to push for a floor test along with Devendra Fadnavis, resigns as Deputy Chief Minister. And an hour later, we have Devendra Fadnavis making the announcement that the BJP does not have the numbers to form the government and he also resigns. 23rd of November is when both of them swore in at 8 a.m. Today is the 26th of November, so exactly about 3 days later, into the fourth day, they have put in their papers, perhaps one of the shortest terms as a chief minister. Devendra Fadnavis, the first chief minister of Maharashtra to complete a full 5 years, a full term as chief minister, now also features on the list as the chief minister who has had perhaps the shortest terms. He's number three or number four on the list, if I remember correctly. This is the second time the BJP has been outsmarted, has been outfoxed by the Congress party, which has been able to stitch together an alliance that will keep the BJP out. Now, if here in this case, the credit doesn't go to the Congress, but to Sharad Pawar, the NCP. But once again, the Congress has had a role to play. It happened in Karnataka. The BJP was wary. They didn't want a repeat of Karnataka. They didn't want to be embarrassed. But lo behold, this is what happens. Now, people I have spoken to say that the BJP went with Ajit Pawar's claim. It was Ajit Pawar who reached out and said, I have the numbers, I will do it, let's do it because I don't want to be part of this alliance. There is a sentiment amongst the Shiv Senics, amongst the NCP and even in the Congress party that what they are doing right now is a recipe for disaster. It's not something that's going to last and in the long term it's going to hurt everyone. There are many within the Congress party who feel that if we have to ally with the Shiv Sena, we might as well ally with the BJP. Because the BJP is a far more stable and a far more workable ally compared to the Shiv Sena. The NCP, a lot of them believed that if we have to be in government, why should we part of a government which will get one-third, one-third, one-third when we can be, say, 60-40 or 50-50 partners when we are in with the BJP. So there are many, many disgruntled voices even within the NCP and the Congress, and more importantly within the Shiv Sena, where a lot of them are really upset that the Thackeray family is now stepping into politics, and when I say into the electoral fray, and more importantly into the government, because the Thackerays had always managed the party and always controlled proceedings from the outside. There are a lot of them who say that we should have actually compromised, spoken to our ideological partners and our ideological allies with whom we've been allies for 30 years and worked things out rather than go into bed with the NCP and the Congress party bear, because that again is going to only hurt the future of the Shiv Sena. The larger national dynamics, now the Shiv Sena is out of the NDA. So the NDA is one big ally short. The oldest ally, one of the founders of the NDA, is now out of the NDA. It's a big, big shift. There is no way back for the Shiv Sena. It's going to be very tough for Uddhav Thackeray to work his way back and the Shiv Sena to work its way back. The BMC elections are right round the corner. We saw what happened to Kumaraswamy. We also saw what happened to the BJP-PDP combine. The state suffered in both cases. The governments didn't last in both cases. And there was a change in both cases. There are other cases too. There are other cases too, especially when we're talking about larger states where the number of the mandate, the implications are big. Maharashtra is the richest state in the country in terms of resurrecting the political fortunes and of course trying to help the cash-strapped parties like the NCP and the Congress. This comes like a big boost. But for the health of the state of Maharashtra, this is going to hurt the people. It is going to hurt the state. Maharashtra is the richest state in the country, but it also carries a debt of 4.7 lakh crore. We have had more than 55 lakh hectares of standing crop destroyed. Devendra Fadnavis only yesterday released 5,380 crore rupees as interim relief from the contingency fund. The challenges are immense. But guess what is going to hog the headlines? One minister trying to upstage the other. Uddhav Thackeray trying to keep a dissonant flock together of the NCP and the Congress and Uddhav Thackeray having to listen to the adesh of others. It's very difficult. The grass on the other side always looks greener. Somewhere within the Shiv Sena camp, there seems to be already this thought, have we made a big mistake? But they have come down a road from where they just cannot turn back. But this is politics. Lot is said, lot is done, and everything over a period of time either is forgotten or it's politics. They say, hota hai, chalta hai, politics hai. We'll see how it pans out. But the one man I want to, before I wind up this Posca podcast and urge you to join us tonight, that we have to salute for his political acumen and his leadership and his ability to keep his flock together is Sharad Pawar, the octogenarian. He's ailing. He almost retired from politics ahead of the Lok Sabha. Has come back, and how? He remains the fulcrum of the NCP. He remains the original patriarch and the one whose voice is heard and listened to, and that is not just within the NCP, the Congress and the Shiv Sena. He's overnight, or let's say in the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks, emerged as the big granddaddy, grandfather of all the political parties in Maharashtra. He's the one person who has come out and said that my political acumen is unmatched, unparalleled. He is the Chanakya of Maharashtra. Now, there are parallels drawn between him and Amit Shah, and there is competition, but that's what wise politicians do. They learn from their mistakes, they learn from each other, and Sharad Pawar very clearly has taught a few lessons to a lot of politicians today. Lessons that are worth learning. Acts, deeds, words, carefully measured, taken to ensure that even a rebel like his own nephew Ajit Pawar cops out, gets cold feet, and walks right back in to the party fold. He has also managed to ensure that within the family, the leadership tussle is settled once and for all. Ajit Pawar now stands marginalized. He cannot assert himself. And Supriya Sule gets the platform to be able to take on the mantle, and the transfer of power can happen from Sharad Pawar to Supriya Sule in the medium or long term. Ajit Pawar has been reined in. He's been taught a lesson, he's been found wanting, and he's been asked, now sit on the sidelines. You're back in the family, but you're being watched. And you, your wings will be clipped. It's the Mahapower play. Mahapawar play. We'll talk about both tonight on The Right Stand.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.